Send for a Poet is still a mainstay here on this side of Beyonce's internet. Listen until the end of this particular show for an original work read by me, Jennifer Bush Harris, called Black Writer Poem. See you at the end of this thing.
Welcome to the Writer's Block. This space is for aspiring writers, indie and published authors who desire tips, tricks, and tools to foster confidence in your ability to write. This space is also for voice actors, editors, and literary agents. All those people whom are writing adjacent. Let this space be a haven, a resource, and a reminder you can write all you see and see all you write. Grab your pens. We're about to circle the block.
One of the last things that Anne Rice said that I actually really agree with, and I believe applies to myself, is I have been known to be passionate. One of the reasons why I believe that passion is necessary is I am from a class, race of people whom, as long as we've been on these shores, have been denigrated, subjugated, oppressed, and erased, if not murdered, outright. When I really began my writing journey and putting these concepts, these thoughts, these imaginary ink and paper people, these worlds on paper, my mother, I remember her telling me to be careful of what I said. Again, she's from the era of the best and brightest and black being murdered because of their desire to change the world. And from that, I am reminded of one of my favorite STL kid heroes, Miss Josephine Baker, who's a St. Louis kid. And I remember putting on my Facebook wall some days ago that STL kids are heroes. I understand uniquely at this point in time for the writing that I need to do, want to do, and I believe am charged to do, it's going to take pen work. It's going to take pen work. I've been watching a lot of James Baldwin documentaries here lately. On some end, I'm really mad that I really got to embrace Baldwin in my my early 30s. And he was talked at and about, but not as much as need be necessary. And I was too young to really understand how dynamic a presence he was. In these documentaries that I've seen, one of my favorites is Take This Hammer, is when the interviewer, you know, will ask him about his day, what he does, routines and things like that. He said that he gets up every day and, you know, he tries to figure out, you know, what it is exactly that a black writer is and what they do. And being able to, again, do that work. And the quote that brought me to tears and tore up everything in my life that thought I couldn't do this, be this seemingly strange thing known as a black writer or a writer whom happens to be black. Baldwin said, if I just do my work, when I am needed, I'll be there. And I believe that corresponds to pen work. So then we get to the definition of what I believe that is, right? Pen work is the ability to conjure up, to put down what it is that you may be thinking about, want to create, despite of the world around you, despite the outside voices, despite the voices who tell you that you can't, that you shouldn't, that you mustn't and you won't. Pen work is that bravery to say what needs to be said, to write down what needs to be said. And I really believe that at this moment in time, Black writers are needed more than ever, than more than can truly adequately be expressed. They are needed because they are necessary. It is necessary that the narratives of our eldership be both recorded and challenged. It is necessary to put pen to paper or letter to screen in order to document exactly what is going on, because we know that firsthand recollections are primary resources. In times of social change, as Morrison says, is when writers do their best work. So it is time to do their best work. We are not afforded the chance to put down what it is I really believe we've been charged to do. And for that cause and for this reason, we cannot give up. I truly believe that in the preservation of narrative, in the recording of narrative, even using the tool of fiction to explain what is going on around us, especially as Black folk, that is a tool of healing. If we can capture it, if we can get it down, we can then examine it. One thing that I believe is elemental to these types of conversations, to these types of spaces, especially when creativity is concerned, when it is actively being mined, when it is sought after, the thing by which we must remember is writing is a process. It is a most demanding profession. It's a demanding hobby. Even right now, if I'm being completely transparent, there are three platforms that I have to catch up because life has gotten in the way of writing, as it normally does. And I'm not saying that to flex, oddly enough. I say that to say, but this pen work is always going. I am infamous now for when poems come by, as Lucille Clifton says, I grab them from wherever they come from. And being diligent to talent, succumbing to talent in such a way that fear cannot be possible, that I grab onto it and I put them in my notes, in my notes app, in my iPhone. Yes, I have an iPhone. And I put those there and just label that poem catches. I put this pen work to work even when I'm at work between meetings and something comes across my head and I just write it and I write it down. I have become diligent to my pen work. I am diligent to the pen work to the point that I understand just why it is that, or beginning to understand the evil of white supremacy that does not want Black people to read or write, that did not and still doesn't want Black people to read or write, that will tell writers such as myself and such as you, dear member of this sacred guild, that, you know, Black people don't read, Black people don't write, what you got to write about, you, or my favorite, that the tape that I dismantle daily that my father gave me is, you can't eat with an English degree. Now, granted, does that tape get softer and softer every year, every time I pick up this pen, with every letter, with every book, with every time I open my mouth to speak truth to power, does that lessen? Yes, thankfully. But that does not mean that there aren't times where it's hard to pick this pen up.
Hey, you guys, I'm Chelsea Lockhart, an author of Black Girl Fantasies and the founder of The Melanin Library, an online database of books written exclusively by Black authors. The Melanin Library was created to make finding books by Black authors a simpler experience and to create a space on the internet where Black authors are showcased and celebrated without exception. And I'm here to share one such author and their book with you right now. We Deserve Monuments by Jazz Hammonds. This book is a young adult romance with a bit of mystery. It's about a young woman named Avery who was looking for answers to the secrets that tore her family in two. Uprooted from D.C. to Georgia to live with her terminally ill grandmother, she's faced with more closed doors than answers. But she finds friendship and love in Simone Cole, the captivating girl next door. Along with Jade Oliver, the daughter of a woman whose murder remains unsolved, the three girls grow closer and the sharp-edged opinions of their small southern town begin to hint at something insidious. Now, Avery must decide what's more important, knowing the truth or keeping the peace. This book releases on November 29th, and you can read the full description of the book on melaninlibrary.com. And until next time, may your books be full of melanin.
Roxane Gay said in her essay, I believe it's still on Scrib, I believe it's called Writing Into the Wound. She says that sometimes as a Black writer, it is hard to pick up your pen. It's hard to pick up your pen because it feels like sometimes everybody needs it. It feels like everybody is demanding something. Everybody wants you to weigh in, and sometimes you just don't have what it takes to weigh in at that moment. That's also a consideration in this pen work, right? That you have to know where your limitations are, what you need research for, or what you need to take 3 deep breaths for before you actually commit thought to paper. The most precarious thing about writing is knowing when not to. Knowing when not to weigh in. And also, as Roxane Gay says, and I echo this sentiment as well, with everything going on, with everything in you that demands that you relinquish your pen, you must not. Because you still have to write. And you just may have to write through some of the most abject, crazy times in human history in order to save your own sanity or to provide record for someone else. The most interesting thing that I have encountered in this particular vocation, as it were, is the fact that I am writing through things that I didn't think I would have to. While I don't make this the cornerstone of my personality, most people that know me in real life know that I'm an activist at heart. I want the world to be better for my children and grandchildren. And I remember I really got into blogging and really began to lean into writing after Michael Brown Jr. was murdered here in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm also the daughter of baby boomer parents who benefited from the Brown v. Board decision. I am also the grandchild of sharecroppers and farmers. I am descended from people who were told that because they were Black, they couldn't go to school or would have the wherewithal to write down their own story. So I'm aware of the unique position that I sit in. And sometimes if we're just going to be all the way 100 and try to all to go to heaven together, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I don't want to say anything. Sometimes I just want to observe and walk through the world. And sometimes I just want my big sunglasses on and a tub of ice cream and a blanket and just ignore the world for 48 hours. But the pen work, right? That demand in me, that insistence upon the deafness of my own talent for my own wit and sometimes to keep my own wit, I have to write anyway. I journal. I write down quips. I write down my own, my own specific quotes. I do my work so when I'm needed, I'm there. Even as I go through this seemingly Sisyphean feat of catching up platforms that I dedicated, again, talent and time to, there are still people who follow. And it's been about 2 months since I'm about 2 months behind on one and about 2 months behind on the other. But yet and still, there are people who follow the spaces that I run because I'm needed. And that's not to say that I am the only Black writer worth reading. Oh, no, not at all. Which is why one of the reasons I consistently pursue networking opportunities with other Black writers is I don't see this space as just mine. I look at the space and say, who else can be here? And you heard one of those people who is the indomitable and incredibly brilliant Chelsea Lockhart, who is again part of the Melanin Library. And you heard her book rec for the month of December. This pen work is demanding, dear writer. It will demand that you be honest. It will demand that you be transparent. It will demand that you have to use the tools of fiction and allegory to tell the truth. It will demand that you stand on every word that you say. It will demand that you admit when you're wrong. It will demand that you not be silent because ink is permanent. Black writers aren't always afforded retractions. You must be able to own your work. You must be able to say, I wrote this and I meant every word of it. And there is nothing else like it. There's nothing else that can equate this. So I ask you today, pick up your pen. Pick up your pen. Say what you got to say and stand on it. Do your work. So when you are needed, because you will be needed, you may be referenced. You may be asked questions. You may have your platform skyrocket because of one particular quip or take that you have. But you are needed. Do your work so when you're needed, you'll be there. Relinquish your pen to no one. Black Writer Poem by J.B. Harris. They would have killed me for what I do now. The knowledge of the Bible, read both in person and on paper, with ink being the same color as blood before the fire of oxygen hits it, they would have killed me for what I do now. Tongue cut out, hung from trees as a warning, as the barbaric English forced on my ancestors, but demands your English be my first language. When I was first able to communicate pain, or how I call my mother, how I wait for my father, it has always been words that have kept me. Yet, at the same time, I have kept them. I have grasped them, holding them tightly in my dominant right hand, subduing the same language which has always yielded strange fruit. They would have killed me for what I do now.
The time has come to leave you to your thoughts and words. The hope is that what was shared in this space was encouraging, empowering, and a catalyst to write. Special thanks to Valor Music, LLC for all audio production and mixing. All business inquiries and advertising inquiries can be sent to circlethewritersblock@gmail.com. If you feel so inclined to support the work of this podcast to continue to fight erasure of Black and minority writers, consider supporting through Cash App at $JBHWRITES, that's JBH Writes, or PayPal at sglc.1038@yahoo.com. We will see you next time when we circle the block.